Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
So please, allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and praise you. We exalt you. We magnify you, O God. Lord, I'm asking, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. So, my friends, did you bring your Bibles? If you brought your Bibles, please turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 1. And we're going to do our best to expound verses 5 through 10. And let me set up our screen right up here. Let's go there right now. Praise God. And here we go. I've entitled this evening's message, Kept by the Power of God. Kept by the Power of God. Let me just say this, my friends. The day that we got saved, God downloaded not only His Spirit, but His anointing. And see, the anointing comes to break the yokes in our lives and the lives of others. The anointing comes that we would be able to prophesy, to speak a word of life, to speak a word of encouragement, to speak a prophetic word where God would confirm it with others and it would come to pass. Praise God. And so, my friends, I'm excited about this evening's teaching. And I'm ready to dig in with verses 5 through 10. So let's go there right now and let's begin. And it reads, verse 5, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. Wow. Okay. So we see that. So let's move on to the next verse here in verse 7. And it reads that the genuineness of your faith being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to the praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Verse 8. Whom, having not seen, you love. Though you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. Praise God. Praise God. Look at this. Receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Look at verse 10. Of this salvation, the prophets had inquired and searched carefully, who prophesied of the grace that would come to you. And verse 11, searching what manner of time the Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating that he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. Praise God. Praise God. So let's start off with verse 5. Here we go. Who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Praise God. Praise God. You see, saints, in these words, Peter answered concerns that might have arisen in the minds of persecuted believers. And many of them were persecuted. Some of them persecuted unto death. And we will be able, saints of God, to endure and remain faithful to Christ if persecution becomes more intense. Can I get an amen? And it will become more intense. We're seeing it around the world right now. And so, my friends, what good is an inheritance kept in heaven if we are not kept safe? Have you ever thought about that? You see, God watches over all His children. Well, Peter explained that in spite of persecution, even violent death, God in His mighty power will protect them. He'll protect you and I. You see, the word translated protect is a military term used to refer to a garrison within a city. It's an inner area of protection. Praise God. Praise God. And so, my friends, I found some scriptures to show how we are kept by God, how God has intervened in our lives, praise God, when He called us, when He saved us, when He sanctified us, justified us, and now glorified us in a future tense. He's watching over you and I, and you got to believe that He's in total control of our lives. Can I get amen? Let's look at this verse of scripture that I found in 2 Thessalonians 3:3. But the Lord is faithful. Say that with me at home, saints of God. But the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from what? The evil one. Praise God. Praise God. Look what I found in Jude 24. Now to him who is able to keep you, who's able to keep you? The Lord Jesus Christ, from stumbling and to present you faultless, praise God, before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Let me just pause right there. Many of us have gone through many trials and tribulations, but let me just say this. God has kept us. God has purified us. God is watching over us. And God will see us through. But you got to trust him with your whole heart, soul, and mind. You cannot lean to your own understanding. But in all your ways, you need to acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Praise God. Praise God. So, my friends, no matter how the world persecuted or killed believers and destroyed their bodies, God was guarding their souls. Praise God. He's guarding your soul and my soul. Yes, some of us may experience physical death. My hope is that Jesus will come before any of us in our generation would have to go back to the ground. But I'm here to let you know that he is guarding our souls. Praise God. You see, Peter gave a double lock security for believers. Praise God. Oh, yes, he did. First, the inheritance is protected. And then second, the believers are protected to receive that inheritance because they were what? Trusting in him. You see, my friends, believers have already received salvation through their acceptance of the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. But the fullness of that salvation, its complete rewards and blessings will be revealed on the last day. That is, saints of God, the judgment day of Christ. Praise God. Praise God. Look what I found right here in the book of Romans. Romans 14:10. But why do you judge your brother? Or why do you show contempt for your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. You see, my friends, there's a judgment seat of Christ where God is going to issue out the rewards. But also we are to be pure down here. Be diligent. Be steadfast in the things that he has allowed us to walk in. Look what it says here in Revelation 20:11-15. Look at this. Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. Wow, wow. Look at this. Verse 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were open. And another book was open, which is what? The book of life. And the dead were judged according to the works by the things which were written in the books. Look at this in verse 13 through 15. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one according to his works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Wow. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Wow. Wow. That's a serious matter with God, isn't it? If you're not found written in the book of life. You see, saints, what has started will be fully disclosed when he returns. Praise God. Praise God. And so, with that said, let's move on now to verse 6 of 1 Peter chapter 1. And it reads, "In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by what? Various trials." Various trials. Many of us have gone through various trials. You see, saints, because of the promises of the inheritance, believers can be truly glad, referring to deep spiritual joy. Well, how many of you love the joy of the Lord? Well, one area that was recorded with Jesus's mother. Look at this, what I found in Luke. In Luke 1:46-47, look at this. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior." Saints of God, are you walking with joy, even through difficult, difficult times? Look at this next verse of scripture I found in Acts 16:34. "Now when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them." This is Ananias. "And he rejoiced, having believed in God with all his household." Why? Because the joy of the Lord, when salvation comes, there should be joy expressly in your bosom. Look also right here in 1 Peter 4:13. "But rejoice," say that with me at home, "but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with" what? "Exceeding joy." Exceeding joy. Saints, we are not to walk around in this life as a believer portraying that we just drank lemon juice or prune juice or have a saladito in our mouth. No, we should be walking with our head up high with the joy of the Lord, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We should walk with authority. We should walk, hallelujah, knowing that God is with us. We should walk with the confidence that God will never leave us nor forsake us. We should walk with the confidence that even though maybe some of your loved ones have not yet come into the saving knowledge, but that in his time, he will draw them out of darkness into his marvelous light. Some of you are married and have husbands that won't come to church, or wives that won't come to church. I'm here to let you know, don't give up praying. Hang on. Hallelujah. His promises are yes and amen. And you got to believe God. How many of you believe God? Well, if you believe God, who saved you and I, he can save those others. Can I get an amen? You see, saints, this type of rejoicing remains unhindered and unchanged by what happens in this present life. Believers would have to endure many, many trials. Oh, yes. When Peter wrote of trials, he meant the response of an unbelieving world to the people of faith. You see, my friends, Christians became the target of persecution for four main reasons. And we're going to look at these right now. Let's look at this. Number one, they refused to worship the emperor as a god and thus were viewed as atheists and traitors. This is the time this book was written. And that's why they were persecuted. That's why they were beaten. That's why some of them were killed. Look at number two. They refused to worship at pagan temples. So businesses for these money-making enterprises dropped wherever Christianity took hold. Oh, that's right. Listen, Spurgeon, in one of his writings, said that when he came into a town and started preaching the gospel, a lot of the pubs went dry. People got saved. And the whole city rejoiced. How many of you want to see that? Well, get on fire. Get filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Start praying. Start interceding. Start witnessing. Start evangelizing. Start sharing your testimonies. Start sharing with people that don't know God. And watch God do the miraculous. God will strengthen you. God will give you the divine knowledge and wisdom on what to say. Praise God. Praise God. Let's look at this next one. Number three. They didn't support the Roman ideas of self, power, and conquest. And the Romans scorned the Christian ideal of self-sacrificing service. Did you catch that, saints of God? You catch that? The Romans hated that. They want nothing to do with that. Wow, wow, wow. And so, my friends, we look at the fourth one here. And it's, they exposed and rejected the horrible immorality of the pagan culture. Wow. Wow. So, has anything changed in 2,000 years? Matter of fact, it's gotten darker, hasn't it? it's gotten more grievous. It's gotten more wicked. It's become more darker. But God is saying, hold on. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give in. Don't compromise. Don't blend in with the culture of the day. We need to be sanctified, set apart. We need to be a different people. We need to be a different way maker through the power of the Holy Spirit. Can I get an amen? I like to say it best. In football, you know, there's a lot of great athletes, but every now and then on certain teams, there's a game changer, a person that'll change the game around to win it. Well, listen, God is calling us to be game changers. Can I get an amen? That we would sow into the hearts of men and women and watch them grow in the grace and knowledge and watch them get saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, water baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and on fire for God. You see, saints, grief and suffering do not happen without a cause or reason. And while it may never be clear to you and I, God must be trusted to carry out His purposes. Can I get amen? Even the times of the trials. And how many of you had many trials? Oh, that's right. We all enter into trials. But trials sometimes are to strengthen us, are to teach us. Praise God. Praise God. We don't live 2,000 years ago where you're being ransacked and there's drive-bys and people pull you out of your houses and burn your house and burn you. But who knows if that's what's lying ahead in the future? This is why you need to be about your Father's business. You need to be girded up. You need the full armor of God. Can I get amen? That's right. Helmet of salvation. Put that on every day. The breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit. You're girded up with truth. Your feet shod prepared for the gospel of peace. Oh, that's right. Put on the full armor of God and watch God do the miraculous in your life. You see, my friends, all believers face such trials. And when they let their light shine into the darkness, miraculous things take place. We must accept trials as part of the refining process that burns away impurities and prepares us to meet Christ. Praise God. Trials teach us patience and help us to grow to be the people of God that He wants us to be. Can I get an amen in the house? Praise God. Praise God. I want you to see something right here I found in the book of Romans. Look at this. In Romans 5, 3 through 4. And not only that, but we also glory. What? Yes, glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulations produces what? Perseverance. And perseverance, character. And character, hope. Wow. I bet some of you didn't see that in the Word, huh? And I know a lot of us want to run from trials. But look what this, we just read this right now. I'm going to read it again. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulations produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. Look what it also says in James chapter 1, 2 through 4. My brethren, count it all joy when you what? Fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces what? Patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, and what? Lacking nothing. Praise God. Praise God. You see, saints, in comparison to the wonderful joy ahead, the trials last only for a while. Praise God. Praise God, they don't last forever. And because of this, you and I, we can rejoice, even as many have suffered grief. Oh, many of us have suffered grief. Praise God. So let's move on now to verse 7 in 1 Peter chapter 1. That the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to the praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Wow. Wow, my friends. Tested by fire. Woo! That's going deep there. You see, saints, while God may have different purposes and the trials that you and I face, his people face, one overriding result of trials is clear. They test people's faith, showing that it is strong and pure. How many of you want strong and pure faith? Well, allow God to test you, because that's what's going to cause you to grow. That's what's going to cause you to be strengthened. That's what's going to cause you to continue. Why? Because once you go through that trial, God allows it to happen so that you can help someone else when they face a trial similar to yours. Praise God. Praise God. And so to God, believers' faith is more precious than just mere gold. That's right. And the most valuable and durable substance of that time and our time. But genuine faith is indestructible throughout all eternity. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed to know that? That our faith is beyond Fort Knox. It's beyond gold bricks. And one of the most precious stones and minerals and substance on earth is gold. People kill for gold. I think it's like 1700 right now, or 1800 an ounce. That's just a tiny, that's like a portion of your ring. Wow. But yet, all the gold in the world, your faith is far more precious. Praise God. Now, thanks to God. However, it may take the fire of trials, struggles, and persecutions to purify it, removing impurities and defects. Praise God. In our walk with Christ, God values a fire-tested or stress-tested faith. Can I get an amen? Oh, that's right. Look at this in Job. In Job 23:10, yet he knows the way I have taken, and when he has tested me, I will come forth as what? Gold. Praise God. Praise God. Look at King David wrote in Psalm 17:3, you have tried my heart. You have visited me in the night. You have tested me and found no evil. I have resolved not to sin with my mouth. Praise God. Praise God. Look what else I found in Psalms right here. For you, O God, have tested us. You have refined us like silver. Praise God. Another precious metal. Praise God. That the word of God calls precious. Look what I found in Luke 17:30. It will be just like that on the day the Son of Man is revealed. When he comes in his glory, saints of God, he will reveal. And we will be purified. We will be changed. And we will be like him. Pray. How many of you can't wait for that moment? I can't. I can't wait till we can shrug off this body of flesh and put on that brand new body that he has prepared for you and I. Praise God. You see, saints, it's through trials God burns away our self-reliance and self-serving attitudes so that our genuineness reflects his glory and brings praise to him. Don't you want to give God all the praise and glory? Hallelujah. And so, my friends, how do trials prove the strength and purity of one's faith? Well, a person living a comfortable life may find it very easy to be a believer. But to keep one's faith in the face of ridicule, slander, persecution, or even death proves the true value of that faith. Praise God. And many of us have been slandered, have been lied upon, have been ridiculed, have been mocked. But guess what? Some of you that I know your stories, some of you know my stories, we're still pursuing God. We're still seeking and pleasing him and glorifying him and praising him. Why? It's because during those times of hardships with other people and other things that have caused these trials, whether they were self-inflicted or someone inflicted you and I, God saw us through. And that's all that matters, that God sees us through so that we can live another day to glorify him and to magnify him and to praise his holy name. Somebody give God a shout of praise, hallelujah, of how God has seen you through your trials and your tribulations. Now, more will come. I'm here to let you know. But guess what? We can say that, praise God, by the grace of God, we've been battle tested, and God will see if you're able to go through those previous past trials, you'll be able to go through the ones that are still yet before us. Praise God. You see, my friends, such faith results in praise and glory and honor bestowed upon the believer by God Himself. When Jesus Christ returns, is revealed to judge the world and take us believers home. How many can't wait for that? Praise God. Praise God. So now, let's move on to verse 8 of 1 Peter chapter 1. Whom have you not seen you love? Though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. Praise God. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed, saints? Aren't you so blessed? You see, Peter had known Jesus personally, talked with him, walked with him, questioned him, professed faith in him. Praise God, praise God. Yet Peter understood that most of the believers to whom he wrote had not known Jesus in the flesh. And he commended their love for him, even though they had never seen him. Hallelujah, praise God. Look what John 20:29 says. Look what I found here. Look at this. Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Now, the rest of the scripture is for all of us. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Listen, Jesus died and he rose again from the dead 2,000 years ago. And so, saints of God, we've never seen him face to face. But that day's coming soon. And how many can't wait? How many can't wait when Jesus appears again? Praise God. You see, saints, even though they could not see him during that time, or neither of us, we put our trust in him. And to trust him means to put one's confidence in, to depend upon. That's what it means, saints of God. Praise God. And we, like Peter's audience, have not ever seen Christ in the flesh. But one day, our faith will be rewarded when Christ returns to take us home. On that day, for eternity, we shall see him face to face. How many can't wait for that? Praise God. Praise God. Listen, look what the book of Revelation reveals on this, regarding this. In Revelations 22, 3 through 5, look at this. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. Praise God. There shall be no more night there. There's no need for lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and forever. Praise God. Praise God. I am so blessed, saints of God. Until then, we live by faith and hope and joy. Praise God. And this ought to give us glorious, inexpressible joy, knowing what's before us, knowing what's ahead of us. Can I get an amen? So let's move on now to verse 9 of 1 Peter chapter 1. Receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Praise God. Praise God. You see, saints, believers express joy because of their belief in and love for Jesus Christ. And the reward for trusting Christ will be the salvation of our souls. Praise God. You see, believers receive salvation when they accept Jesus Christ as Savior. Yet salvation will not be complete until Jesus returns and makes everything brand new. I'm talking about giving us brand new bodies like His. He's the first prototype. He was the first to rise from the dead with a brand new body that can appear and disappear, that can eat and still fly away. Wow. Listen, I've had so many dreams as a child, many dreams of just taking a couple of steps and then flying in the air. I believe this is me. This is Fee 101. I can't find this in the Bible, but I'm talking about me. I've had many dreams like that. And to me, they're prophetic to me. Because one day, we will have the body that Christ has guaranteed us, and we'll fly. We can take off. Wow. We won't need a rocket ship to get to heaven. We could be there in a moment, in a blink. We're going to have a body like His. And I can't wait. I can't wait. There'll be no more crying, no more dying. There'll be no more disease. There'll be no more famine. There'll be no more persecution. There'll be no more sin. Praise God. But in the meantime, saints, we continue growing right here on this earth. We continue growing the Christian life and experiencing more and more of the blessings of salvation, even here on earth. And as we continue to believe and rejoice, saints of God, we also continue to grow toward maturity in Christ and to our promised salvation. Praise God. Praise God. And so we're going to close with these last two verses right here. Of this salvation, the prophets have inquired, search carefully who prophesied of the grace that would come to you. Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating when he testified beforehand the sufferings and the glories that would follow. Wow. Wow, my friends. There's going to be more trials. There's going to be persecutions. But God has equipped us to endure. You see, saints, this salvation now is so clear to you and I who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And have been it's been a mystery to the Old Testament prophets who wrote about it through the inspiration of the Spirit of Christ. Oh, that's right. But wanted to know more about it. The prophets were amazed by the prophecies God gave them. They had many questions and they wondered what was meant by Christ's suffering. Oh, that's right. You see, my friends, Peter was saying, how can you be discouraged? Don't you realize that you have seen the fulfillment of all the prophets who were yearning for him? You see, my friends, Jesus once said to his listeners, many prophets and godly people have longed to see and hear what you have seen and heard, but they could not. Oh, that's right. Look at this verse of scripture right up here in Matthew 13, 17. For assuredly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it. Jesus said it with his own words. Praise God. Praise God. Look what also I found in Luke 10, 23-24. Then he turned to his disciples and said privately, blessed are the eyes which see the things you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see what you see and have not seen it, and to hear what you hear and have not heard it. Wow. Wow. Isn't that something, saints? The believers of Peter's day, as well as believers today, had the privilege of understanding the prophets' writings better than the prophets themselves had understood them. Praise God. And all those prophets' predictions regarding the life, the death, and the resurrection of the Lord Savior Jesus Christ had been completely fulfilled. Other prophecies concerning the end times are being or are yet to be fulfilled. And we all know, saints of God, Jesus is coming soon. Have you prepared your hearts? Have you truly prepared to meet the King? Praise God. Praise God. Listen, I'm here to let you know that if you're watching and have tuned in, maybe for the first, second time, maybe you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I'm here to let you know that what's going to take place this Sunday after service, I believe there's a whole family and another brother that's going to come, give their hearts to Christ. They're going to get baptized in the jacuzzi that's prepared for them. And God's going to prepare them for the kingdom. How about you that's tuned in? You never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to give you that opportunity right now. And I'm going to ask that the Amazing Grace family that's tuned in right now will pray with me to pray for you, that you would give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Saints of God, I have an urgency. My friends, there's an urgency in me that God is coming soon. And we must proclaim and prepare the way. We must be like John the Baptist, a voice crying in the wilderness, that we would proclaim, that we would let them know that Jesus is soon to return. Are you ready? Are you ready to meet the King? Are you ready to walk into eternity with Him when He comes back for you and I? If you've never given your heart, let's pray right now. I'm going to pray that you would give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. So pray this prayer of faith with me as the Amazing Grace family prays as well, and watch God do the miraculous in your life. Bow your heart and your head. Dear Lord Jesus, I confess to you that I am a sinner. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Come on. Give God a shout of praise and glory. Hallelujah. Someone just got saved. And if you have given your heart to Christ, listen, down below is our banner. Log on to our website. You'll find our email and phone number. Give us a call. Let us know that you've given your heart to Christ. And we want to get a Bible in your hand. And if you live here locally, we invite you out to Amazing Grace this Sunday at 10 o'clock at 5305 Sweetwater Road in beautiful Bonita, California. If you live out of state, we'll mail you a Bible. But it's important that you continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we want to stay in touch. Stay in touch. Be plugged in. Continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And also, just a wonderful, great shout out to those who still continue to bless this ministry. As you can see down below, donations are deeply appreciated. It is you that keep us going, and we thank you. And we hope that many more will come on board and bless the house of God so that we could continue to feed you the Word of God. Praise God. And so I can't wait for Sunday, 10 o'clock, live in-person service. Don't forget the healing rooms. Don't forget potluck. And don't forget that there's two families, I believe, that will be baptized right after everything's done. We're going to make this a long day of rejoicing the things of the Lord. Listen, Sunday comes around once a week. That's the day that we have given our hearts and our minds and our souls and our servanthood to Him, to serve Him with our whole heart, soul, and mind. We need to do that every day. But what I'm saying is Sunday is designated to work in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. In the ministry that God has given us. And so, can't wait to see you on Sunday at 10 a.m. And so, with that, on behalf of Sister Yolanda and the Amazing Grace family, I leave you our benediction as we sign off tonight. I hope you enjoyed 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 10. We will continue next Wednesday at 7 p.m. And so the benediction goes just like this. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His shalom, His peace, in Jesus' name. We love you. God bless you. And we look forward to seeing you Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Bye-bye now.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.